Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hello, Caoimhe.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
For how long?
Sorry?
How long are you going to be 12 for? When are you going to be 13?
In May.
Oh, right. It's miles away.
Yeah.
Miles away. Now, what did you do for the weekend?
We went to the Marley Park concert.
Which one was on?
The one where Paolo Nutini and Imelda May played.
And who was better, Paolo or Imelda?
Imelda.
I'm not surprised to hear that. And what was your favourite bit of the whole night?
When Imelda May sang Roadrunner.
Oh, great tune. Great tune. And did she look amazing?
Yeah.
And how was Paolo Nutini?
He was good too.
What was his best song?
I don't know.
I don't know. Tell him you don't know. Tell him you don't know. You don't know that one. But you had a great night, did you?
Yeah.
And the crowd were nice and it was a pleasant, sun was shining, wasn't it, on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Okay, good. So that was a good venue to go to. And then you're going into what class in September?
Sixth.
Have you got your books and uniform sorted out yet?
Not
only
yet.
Only joking. So you're only in the door, wet minute. God help us, you're only starting your holidays. We went into the shop the other day and all we saw was, I heard a groan saying, what? What's wrong? You okay? Yeah, yeah. Just saying, back to school signs in the shop already. It's not fair. Just got your holidays? What are you doing for the summer?
My book's being published on Friday.
Huh? What book?
It's called A Trip to the Hospital.
Tell me about it.
I wrote it when I was inside a couple of years ago with a broken bone. Yeah. And I had nothing to do, so I wrote it.
What a smart girl you are. So where is it being launched?
It's being launched in the Galway Education Centre on the 10th of July, which is this Friday at 6 o'clock.
And you're 12 years old and you've written this book.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty impressed. I'm very impressed. In fact, I'm so impressed I feel like getting a little bit sick. Congratulations, Caoimhe.
Thanks.
I'm delighted for you. I'm talking to an author on the radio this morning. What part of the world are you from?
I'm from Dublin.
Yeah, and you're living in Dublin, are you?
I live in Kirkfindle.
Oh, good, okay. And where have you gone on your summer holidays yet?
Yeah.
Where to?
We went to Clare.
Was it gorgeous?
Yeah.
Do you know stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. All right, let's play the game then. Some letters, please.
D.
D, is that what you said?
Yeah.
What D is a musical instrument you play with sticks?
Drum.
Perfect. Perfect answer. And another one, please.
B.
What B is the name of the cartoon builder who can fix everything?
Bob the Builder.
Absolutely. Except in August. And another one, please.
H.
What H is the opposite of cold?
Hot.
Go for it.
C.
What C might you eat for breakfast, like cornflakes or Cheerios and stuff like that?
Cornflakes.
Yeah. And what do you call those things? Like boxes of cornflakes and Cheerios. They are, maybe no one uses that word anymore. It's quite old fashioned. It rhymes with ferial or terial.
Cheerios.
It rhymes with... Oh, let's take it from the top. What C might you eat for breakfast? It could be like cornflakes or Cheerios. It rhymes with ferial or terial or zerial, but you put a C in there instead.
Crispies.
Oh, yes! Okay, and I'll take a fifth letter, please.
F.
S, is it S for silly? Is that or F for fruit?
Fruit.
Oh, sorry, I thought I'd always get mixed up with that. What F have toes?
Feet.
Yes! Well done. Well done to you, Caoimhe. That's great. 5 out of 5. Lunchbox in the post. You're going to have it, so it'll be shiny and sparkling, ready to go for September. How's that?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And good luck.
Can you find the lunchbox?
Yeah, of course I can. No problem at all. And you have a lovely summer now, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay, good girl. And we'll see you next time. Good luck with the book.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye.